All right.
Rocco Bust is my name. Good morning. All right, it's time for the pre-show. Just see if I got all my shit together here. Yes, I do. All right. So what's up? Did you watch the whatever the fuck it is we were supposed to? Oh yeah, the debate. Watch it, huh? Huh? See it? All right, good. In God we trust. His name's Rocco Bust. You know this show NCIS? I'm sure there's some of you that watch that fucking shit religiously. Well, there he is again. There's Mark Harmon. There's never... The guy's just got the same goddamn look on his face every time I see him. I guess I probably shouldn't be saying that because it's... That's his character. What am I saying? His character is a guy that just doesn't get perturbed about anything. That's a lawsuit, man. It's a lawsuit if you slug somebody like that. I gotta get it off this NCIS before I flip my goddamn lid. Let's get some fucking sports going on this motherfucker, huh? What do you think? Oh, today is Veterans Day. You might ask yourself, why is today Veterans Day? Because today is November the 11th. You might say, well, what's big about November the 11th? That was the day that the armistice ending World War I was signed. And for years after that, they celebrated Armistice Day. In fact, as a kid, I still recall some people referring to it as Armistice. Oh, Armistice Day is coming up. My old, you know, the older generation. And I never knew what that meant because I was, you know, a dumb kid. And just a dumb kid and no shit. And the fuck is going on here, man? I need for this to be responsive, if you'll pardon the expression. But so that was it. Armistice Day is the day they signed the armistice. You'll notice they didn't say the surrender, you know. It wasn't the day the Germans surrendered. Germans did not surrender on that day. They signed an armistice. Hence, the very cogent... I'm just trying to find a thing here. I'm just trying to find a thing here. Oh, here you go. Boomer and Carton, these two clowns. His name's Rocco Bust. Morning Express with Robin Mead. All right, well, let's do it, man. Okay, Lunger, let's do it. New Day, CNN. Yeah. Well, Jesus H. Christ, that woman's huge. They got him sitting on a couch here for New Day, which is they've got What's-Her-Face and What's-Her-Face, the big gal. And I recognize that I got no problem with large people at all. It was just stunning there for a moment to see that woman just, yay, just show up on the couch. And I understand that all these poor boys. These poor boys. Poor boys. They're showing some of the veterans, returned combat veterans. What is going on? You don't have these assholes backing. Oh, okay. Oh, they're... Anyway, they got one of these gals is gigantic, and she's sitting next to the one guy on the couch. And do you have any problem at all being seen, you know? No, I don't. Your ass takes up God damn it, how can I say this without offending you? You better make it good, Clark. I will. When we come to the point in the show where your ass is shown, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. When we get to, here's Kara Finstrom, what other bad fucking news have you, SWAT searches neighborhood after you. Every time I see you, Kara, here's Officer Clem Brown. There have been shootings, and I just want to let you know, right, you know what you could do is you could just every morning assume there's been a shooting somewhere in this goddamn town. It's Rocco Bust. Yeah.
And good morning. I'm Carol Costello. Thank you so much for
joining. Hi, Carol. Yeah.
Cruz stand out, and Donald Trump scales back. The candidate is throwing punches on policy during last night's GOP debate. One of the biggest targets, Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton has said that Barack Obama's policies get an A. Really? 1 in 10 people right now aren't working. Or have given up altogether, as you said.
Thank you.
When the fall comes and we run against Hillary, which would be a disaster if she got elected.
Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton won't tell you that that's the thing that's really hurting the middle class.
And around the world, every day brings news of a new humiliation for America. Many, the direct consequence of decisions made when Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of the of State.
Was the Secretary of the United of the State.
Quote, Times Republicans offered helpful ideas for the middle class. Zero. Times Republicans attacked Hillary. We lost count.
Yep.
Hashtag GOP debate. And even though there were fewer candidates on stage, there were still plenty of fireworks when it came to hot button issues like immigration, national security, and raising the minimum wage.
Every time we raise the minimum wage, the number of jobless people increases.
If you raise the minimum wage, you're going to make people more expensive than a machine.
Now what's going on, you fucking piece of shit?
You've already made 2 comments, John. It's my turn.
We have more questions for you, Governor Kasich, coming up. We have more questions for you, Governor Kasich.
I got about 4 minutes last debate. I'm going to get my question right now.
Are you worried your campaign, which you've always said, sir, is bigger than you, is now being hurt by you?
Well, first of all, thank you for not asking me what I said in the 10th grade. I appreciate that. I have no problem with being vetted. What I do have a problem with is being lied about.
You should let Jeff speak.
We have grown.
No, it's not. I don't have to hear from this man. Believe me.
Thank you, Donald, for allowing me to speak at the debate. That's really nice of you. I really appreciate that.
You know, it took the telephone 75 years to reach 100 million users. It took Candy Crush 1 year to reach 100 million users.
Well, my mom is here, so I don't think we should be pushing any grannies off cliffs.
The secret of America is innovation and entrepreneurship.
Rand is a committed isolationist. I'm not. I believe the world is a stronger and a better place when the United States is the strongest military power in the world.
Marco, how is it conservative to add a $1 trillion expenditure for the federal government?
Back to the question of what we are dealing with in Iraq, when we pull back, voids are filled.
If Putin wants to go in, and I got to know him very well because we were both on 60 Minutes, we were stablemates, and we did very well.
Stablemates.
You know that. But if Putin wants to go and knock the hell out of ISIS, I am all for it, 100%.
I would not be talking to Vladimir Putin right now, although I have met him as well, not in a green room for a show, but in a private meeting.
By all means, it was a very riveting debate. Business issues can be riveting.
And while many pundits agree Rubio and Cruz shined on stage, Donald Trump thinks he's the big winner, tweeting this, quote, love doing the debate. Juan Drudge and all online polls, amazing evening. Moderators did an outstanding job. Today, Trump is back on the campaign trail, this time in New Hampshire, to have breakfast with voters. Moments ago, he weighed in on the debate.
8 people on the stage, which is nice. You know, we had 10. We started off with 17. And one by one by one, they're disappearing. Disappearing. It's a beautiful thing to watch as they go out. Oh, I love it. Every day, another one goes out. Lots of problems, right? The biggest problem is they don't get the votes.
Okay, so let's bring in CNN senior Washington correspondent Jeff Zeller.
That's what Trump's about. Trump's about just saying anything, man, is going to make the whole thing fucking happen. You know, swear to God.
Anna Bash, she was at last night's debate in Milwaukee. Welcome to
this
both
is not
of you.
Working for me, man. This isn't
so,
working
so
for me, bro.
What was the mood like in that room? Because it appeared to me the moderators didn't ask very challenging questions.
No, but then again, neither did.
And obviously, that depends on who you're talking about. To me, one of the most fascinating divides that was on display on that stage last night was on the issue of immigration. And, you know, you heard Donald Trump and John Kasich, for example, really get into it on whether or not it's feasible to take the 11 million or so undocumented immigrants and take them out of
shit.
And deport them. And so, you know, they were going back and forth on that. And I asked John Kasich about it in the spin room afterwards. Listen to what he said.
Let's see here, man.
Get in and talk about the fact that you believe that his idea of deporting the undocumented immigrants is pie in the sky.
Well, we're not going to go and round people and drag them out of their homes and ship them across the border. It's an absurd thought. And it's those kinds of things, really, that frankly would give Hillary a great chance to be able to win. I think we're going to start to see them backing off.
What the fuck is up here, man? Which is which?
It wasn't just between John Kasich and Donald Trump. Jeb Bush got in on it, effectively echoing what John Kasich was saying, that, you know, that Hillary Clinton and her campaign, they're doing high fives, because the more the Republican Party talks about deporting illegal immigrants, the more Hispanic voters will go towards the Democratic side. And then you heard Ted Cruz say, excuse me, it's just the opposite. Our problem is that we don't stick to principles. It was a classic case of the divide in the Republican Party and the divide within this field, Carol.
All right, so Jeff Zeleny, you're out on the campaign trail. Donald Trump said in New Hampshire that he was the big winner last night. Was he?
Well, Carol, he's speaking behind me right now at the Politics and Eggs event. It's a traditional New Hampshire event, but I can tell you this is a Trump-sized event. Some 650 people here at least. He proceeded a bit into the background last night during the debate, but not today. Confident victory lap. We heard him say just a few moments ago, he is relishing the fact that his rivals are disappearing one by one by one. So I think we're about to see Donald Trump, as we saw him before the debate, sort of unplugged and eager to go after his rival candidates. Carol, when you talk to New Hampshire voters, one thing I'm struck by, they're still largely undecided. At least a lot of them are undecided. So many to pick from here. But between now and the next debate, the CNN debate on December 15th, they're going to continue to winnow their choices. So we'll try and catch up with Donald Trump after this and see what's next for him. He'll be flying to Iowa tomorrow and continuing a pretty aggressive campaign schedule.
All right, Jeff Zeleny reporting live from New Hampshire, and thanks to Dana Bash as well. It was a polished performance for Senator Ted Cruz. Some of the most memorable moments when he talked about the U.S. tax code and his position on immigration.
The current system isn't fair. Washington is fundamentally corrupt. There are more words in the IRS code than there are in the Bible. And not one of them is as good.
Is that right? What a fucking pandering motherfucker. You're so full of goddamn shit.
I understand that when the mainstream media covers...
Yeah, uh-huh. Yes.
The politics of it would be very, very different if a bunch of lawyers... crossing the Rio Grande. Or if a bunch of people with journalism degrees were coming over and driving down the wages in the press. And I will say, for those of us who believe people ought to come to this country legally and we should enforce the law, we're tired of being told it's anti-immigrant. It's offensive.
Fuck you. Okay. Because you're not talking about just making sure people come here legally. You're calling them spics. You're calling them rapists. You're calling them fucking drug users. You're calling, you know, that's what's fucking racist, you dumb fucking cocksucker. And I'll tell you something. I know the guy's got all the brains in the world. That's what they say. Alan Dershowitz. If I hear this once, I hear it 9 million times. Smartest guy Alan Dershowitz ever had. They don't say anything about whether he was the most honest. They don't say anything about whether the guy was the most decent. They don't say whether the motherfucker has anything in his heart for the better of the country other than just the betterment of Ted fucking Cruz. Give me this shit. Wasn't born fucking yesterday, man. You know, the same things that we talk about when we talk about politicians apply to that motherfucker. And that isn't just me talking. That's motherfuckers that are in the same fucking party with the guy. I mean, not even just his political opponents in Washington who are Democrats. Fucking Republicans say the guy is a slimy, lying motherfucker. I don't give a fuck whether his mother's in the audience. I don't give a shit how many kids he's got. I don't give a fuck whether his father came here from Cuba. I don't give a shit. Those guys are a dime a fucking dozen in Florida, man. Are you kidding? Motherfuckers whose people came here from fucking Cuba are a dime a fucking dozen in America. Their fucking asses got here a lot goddamn easier than people coming up from Mexico and El Salvador. They're considered to be fucking some kind of a gold standard of immigration because they came from a communist country. So the door was just open to these pricks. They came pouring in here. Meanwhile, people from Mexico are looked upon as just fucking bracero trash, you know. So fuck you, man. Tired of your shit. Listen to your fucking goddamn yap going morning fucking that goddamn Trump. You know, at least Trump makes sense when he comes right out and he says, we got to be a country of laws. I agree with that. We're a country, we got to have laws. I agree with that. Then he comes out, he makes his big broad statements about walls and about, you know, rapists and shit. I understand that. I understand the guy is a, you know, an entitled dumb fuck. But a guy like Cruz, who ought to know better, Cruz is a guy that will let Donald Trump do all the fucking talking on immigration. Because he doesn't have to get his hands dirty and he can just sit there and listen as Trump goes on about spics and rapists and all this good shit. And Cruz can just sit back. And once Trump just burns his fucking ass out, he thinks, once Trump burns his motherfucking ass out, he gets the fucking nomination. Sally, go round the roses. Sally, go round the pretty roses. Sorry, man.
I'm a bad motherfucker, not a fucking role model. Fuck church, hit a bong, nigga, flash a fucking bottle. Got a few slugs.
Wonder how long a check for me. Probably forever if I stay in my zone. I speak on this generation but can't change it alone. I heard a little homie talking reckless and vibe. That's quite a platform you chose. You should have kept it inside. Oh, you tried it so childish, calling my name on a world stage.
Blow it out your ass.
Oh, I love this.
Brock has part of his leg amputated. Christ all fucking mighty. Jerry uninterrupted. All right. Let's just see what we can do here, man, huh? Take on a couple of ideas. Oh, you gotta love it. What's this guy's name that was arrested over social media threats at the University of Shitcan, huh? What's the name of this school? Shitcan University? Oh, I'm sorry. It's, Missouri? Goddamn fucking redneck goddamn sack of shit. This is very impossible, man. Plus, I've got to try and, I'm gonna have all kinds of people mad at me today because I'm gonna be late. I'm late, you know? You dig me? All right. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Hello, everybody. It's Ted Bell here from Ted's in Beverly Hills. Really excited to be with you, excited to be a part of the spring cleaning here at the Phil Hendry Show. Let's talk about the debate, huh? What do you think about this? I don't know anything about it. Honest to God, I'm all about just selling steak, 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 meat. I'm all about selling steaks. I'm all about selling. But I'll tell you, we had a very interesting event last night. We had members of the Clarity Club, which is here in the Beverly Hills region. And
what do they do?
I can't really tell you. I wish that I could, but I can't. And I don't say that because I don't know. I do know, and I'm very intimately involved. In fact, I've been a member. But it's a rotating membership, and I had it tonight.
Doesn't mean rotating.
What I mean by that is, and I'll answer the question even though it's Bud.
Why can't you answer the question even though it's Bud?
I'm sorry?
Why can't you answer the question even though it's Bud?
I'm sorry, say that again.
You heard what he said.
Fuck. Testing 1, 2.
Lance Corporal of the United States. Okay, what about this guy? Matthias Ferraria, Lance Corporal of the United States Marine Corps. Oh, this poor young man, he lost his legs in Afghanistan. Jesus Christ.
I can tell you that it was an exciting event. This Donald Trump is exciting. He's exciting. He thrills me right down to my thriller. And
what does that mean? Ted, I want to know. Ted, I'd like to know, what does that mean exactly? He thrills you right down to your thriller.
All right, here we go. I gotta tell you, Phil, I am thrilled right down to my thriller. What is this, man? DraftKings mid-roll and Thanksgiving mid-roll. I got it, man. I got it. I'm on it. I'm all over it. It's good. It's fucking good. All right. Oh, you gotta love it. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. What is this, man? Tell me what.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
That'll do it. Testing 1, 2, 3. Ready, set, 1, and a 2, and a 1, 2.